The fight for civil rights continues in Bloomington Normal as activists push local leaders on the Welcoming City Ordinance and for better police-citizen relations. In Bloomington, Mayor Terry Renner says he hopes to use the 50th anniversary of King's death to have a community dialogue about the opportunities and challenges we face, unquote. Renner tells GLT's Ryan Denham he is hosting an open house Friday that will continue the conversations that King began.
From 4:30 to 5:30 on Friday is my typical open house, but for about the first half hour, I want to show the film from the National Civil Rights Museum in Memphis. It is in the motel where King was assassinated, the Lorraine Motel, and it talks about the day that he was assassinated, the events leading up to it. And I wanted to mention a few things and talk a little bit about his letter from the Birmingham jail. And the purpose of this is obviously to remind people of this event, a very critical event in American history 50 years ago, but also that this was the process of us becoming a more perfect union. And that is people who could not vote. Martin Luther King did not live to see that election, which was the first time in American history, November 1968, where a majority of non-whites voted in the United States, 103 years after the Civil War. So the process of becoming a perfect union in the United States has not been a rapid one. It is very important for us to keep that in mind as we move forward. Martin Luther King tried to appeal to the best of us as human beings, and we will have no shortage of people trying to gain political advantage by appealing to the worst of us as human beings. So I think more than ever, this is a critical event.
King obviously has a special place in history for Illinois Wesleyan University, where you work, having spoken there.
Twice.
Yeah, twice. Right. So what's your sense of how much King means to this community in particular?
Well, I think King obviously means a lot to many people in the community, some of them depending upon perhaps their status or how they, obviously, human beings are going to view the world depending upon where they sit, right? I'm a white, middle-aged male, right? If I had been born in a different set of circumstances, I might have viewed the world differently. I was in a single-parent household where my mom and I were on and off welfare from the time I was 8 to the time I was 15. I lived in a homeless shelter for a month when I was 10. I see the world differently than others. To me, and as someone who spent my whole life studying America and American politics and political change in society, the civil rights movement, as symbolized by King, means an enormous amount, something that we can really be proud of in the United States.
Mayor Terry Renner, thanks for coming in and for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Thanks, Ryan. Take care.
That's GLT's Ryan Denham speaking with Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. That MLK-themed open house is Friday at 4:30 at Bloomington City Hall.